got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, your beautiful wife, also named Jess, is how many weeks along now with your baby?
Coming up to 37.
Yep.
Size inside her belly currently is an Aussie rules football.
Oh!
For those of you playing along, we do it every week.
Large.
Yeah.
That is a big, excellent.
Yep.
Pregnancy. Mind blown.
You'll get to this one day. It's terrifying.
No, when I see little baby clothes, I go, oh, that's going to come out of her. Wow.
Okay.
I wanted to give you a gift for impending arrival of your baby.
Because, it could happen really any time.
Well, this is
now.
The thing. We were talking last week and you said, oh, it could happen any time. And then I'd just have to. And then I was like, oh, well, I should get my gift to you before you just disappear.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Before we exchange this gift. Well, I have nothing for you. I'm so sorry. So it's not really a gift exchange. But before I receive this gift. What in it, is this thoughtful? Is this silly? Because I don't want to be like, okay, Jess, what gift have you got me? And it's the most thoughtful thing ever because then I feel awful. And so.
Well, I put a lot of time and effort into this.
Okay.
The gift arrived last week.
Okay.
And I was very excited when it arrived. And I can't wait any longer to give it to you and your wife.
Well, my wife couldn't be here, so as you know, the person doing a lot of the work in this child growing.
Well, there is still other parts of the gift that I will give to both you and Jess. But I thought these made sense to give you on the air. So I've just handed Tim a little bag.
Light, so it's not a Nintendo Switch, which we were both hoping for. So do you want me to look in or do you just want me to blind hand?
You can have a look.
Okay. It's a lot of crepe paper.
Tissue paper, of course,
this is good. You know I love crepe paper. This is good. I'll keep this for home for feeling.
Extra in case you run out of baby wipes.
Okay. Oh, my God. That is the most adorable thing.
Isn't it the cutest thing
so
ever?
What I've just unraveled is a mini K-Rock 955 T-shirt.
He's going to be the youngest member of the street team.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to see him at the live site. That's adorable. Thank you so much.
I got it in grey because it matches our K-Rock T-shirts.
Yes, it does. That'll be good. So it'll be all right, have you got a... Okay,
there's something else in there.
All right. There's two more things.
Yep.
All right, so there is... I'll do the other fabric one. Oh, yucky. No offense.
Just number one fan play suit. It's the only number one fan shirt that we have out there. He is going to be our number one fan. So.
I mean, bold to... And it is all in the name, but for you to straight up with the Jess, my wife, and Jess on air... That's going to be confusing for the boy.
He's got to learn eventually.
That's adorable. Yeah, because we have Radio Jess and wife Jess.
Well, yeah.
Mum Jess for him, I assume.
She won't be Jess to him. She'll be mum.
Mum. Okay. Now, this is a gift, what I have in my hand, a baby on board sticker that my wife is refusing to put on the back of our car. But
the minute you talked about it on air,
stunning.
I ordered it the next day.
I love this.
And so you can at least have it on your car.
Yeah, I'll put it on now. We've got the baby seat in there. Baby is technically going to, baby will be on board. I'll
correct.
Just put in some whiteboard marker and then just wee, 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 wee. That is so lovely. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. We're so excited to meet Hugo have him part of the K-Rock team.
I tell you what, the funny thing is you learn about baby clothing sizes.
Yeah.
You're like, is this 000?
Oh,
is
it's
this 40s?
No.
No, this is for when he's...
Got it for 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Support his own head, support his own wage.
Because honestly, seeing the size of your head, I wasn't sure that a newborn outfit was going to be the way to go.
My wife had an ultrasound today and they said the head's tracking for a bit ahead of the rest of the body. So I was like,
great.
He's coming out like his dad.
I'll pop some pictures up on our socials at K-Rock Geelong.
Thank you so much. That's lovely. I mean, it'll be tight for me to fit into the number one fan club of our own show, but no, genuinely thankful. This is what I meant. I can't be serious. Jess, thank you.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, this seems a little... It might seem a little bit unfair considering the genuinely lovely... thoughtful gifts that you've just given me.
Great.
But we're going to do a bit of a quiz right now, a bit of a test, and we're going to find out if you're feral.
Oh, well.
But you're answering on behalf of everyone.
On behalf of everyone.
So on TikTok, there's this English woman. Her name is Jordan Grace, and she does a lot of those videos. You might have seen them on your Reels. You might have seen them on TikTok, and it's like, I'm a Brit living in Australia, and here's all the things that I've learned, or here's the difference between Australian culture and where I grew up and these kind of things.
Things that would send Americans into a coma.
Yeah, those kind of things. So there's a list of feral things Aussies do while shopping, and all I need is from you to say if you do it.
Yep. And I represent all Aussies.
Yeah, you represent all Aussies. Because you're a little battler.
I am.
Yeah. That's why we call you Plugger off air, because you're just plugging away. True blue. Plug. So, Jess, do you go shopping with no shoes sometimes?
No. Wow. I can't do that. When you and I lived in Queensland for some time, you would see people. I don't know what it is about Queenslanders.
In summer. Like, obviously, summer's the season to do it.
Yeah. Nah, not even when I'm down, like, by the beach. Can't do it.
Really?
Icky.
So, say you've just gone.
What's on the floor? What am I walking on? I don't know. Put some shoes on.
Okay, all right. You don't wear shoes at the show. It's fine. I mean, sorry, you do wear shoes. Okay, number two. Do you try sampling before you go and purchase the items at the supermarket, Jess?
I played the fifth.
The best thing is I knew the answer to that question before I even asked it. Yeah. Because you call it a nosh.
I don't do it every time.
You call it a nosh because it means it's less of a criminal act, I guess.
No, sometimes, you know, you'll just be walking through and you'll be a little hungry. So you might open a bag of chips.
Right.
And then when you get to the counter, you scan those chips still. I'm still paying for them. I'm not stealing.
Like what I would imagine a criminal mastermind. He has a bit of a nosh at the bank. He just takes 10 grand out and he goes, well, I was gonna, you know, deposit it later, withdraw it later. But, you know, I just still.
Not the same thing.
Same thing. Okay, third one. Have you ever shopped in your pajamas or pajama-like clothing?
Yes.
Really? So you draw the line at no shoes, but you'll go in there in your pajamas.
Who hasn't been to a 24-hour Kmart in their pajamas before?
Me.
You're lying. Don't lie to yourself.
I wear sports shorts and a t-shirt to bed, so I don't have pajamas much. But so what's your pajamas, though? Like pajama pants?
Oh, like I've gone out in like pajama pants and a hoodie or like trackies and like pajama top. Or like a full blow. I've done a full dressing gown before as well. Like when, yeah.
Sorry, it's just you said it and then you were going to say something and then you stopped. So now I'm going to need you to keep saying it.
Who hasn't been out in their dressing gown when they're like feeling sick? Like I've been unwell and you might pop to the shops to grab yourself some medication. And then go home.
Just put on some leggings and a jumper.
Rather not.
Dressing gown and pajamas.
Yeah, dressing gown hides the fact that you're not wearing a bra.
Yeah. So out of the three questions, two out of three you said yes to.
Yeah.
So you are feral for the most part.
Well, it's not slippery, saying I do it every time.
It's a slippery slope. You'll be taking your shoes off soon, you know? You'll be
My
doing
shoes
it all.
Are off right now.
You absolute Darrow. It's Tim and Jess for the drive home. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We're talking embarrassing tattoos. Have you gotten a tattoo that you regret getting that you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that? Dennis Rodman got a tattoo of his girlfriend's face on his face. Yes.
Is it?
Whole cheek, Tim.
I haven't seen I've read it. I haven't seen it because I couldn't bear myself. Does it look?
I'll post a picture on our socials at K-Rock Geelong.
Does it look? Is it a cartoon style? It isn't.
Nope. It's a full portrait.
Yeah.
His full face. From like under the eye all the way down to the chin.
But the best thing is about tattoos, right? It's like if it's okay with you, technically, isn't that the only person it really
Absolutely.
Should
Absolutely. And if he wants to put a picture of his girlfriend's face on his face, by all means. I just think maybe in a few years he might go, why did I do that?
I know we were just discussing both of our separate tattoos. We're in the ankle tat gang.
Of course.
It's pretty dangerous.
You can join. Yeah. Anyone can join. Just get a tat on your ankle.
Have you considered about extending your... Because a lot of people talk about how they have tattoo sleeves on their arms.
Sure.
You and I often talk about tattoo socks.
Yeah, see, everyone kept telling me, like, once you get your first tattoo, you're going to get the bug. You're going to want more. Hasn't happened to me. I don't know. Maybe it will happen one day.
You just never know.
I just.
Okay.
I'm happy with the three flowers I have on my ankle.
Lovely. Tim from North Shore's giving us a call. Tim, is it you that have a tattoo that is a little bit embarrassing? Is it someone you know?
Yeah, it's myself. A few years ago, I went through sort of a weird stage where I went like hippie, you know. I sort of went vegan and like stopped using shampoo and started wearing all these weird hippie clothes. And
right,
it was like my full person. And I thought it would be a great idea to get F-word normal on my fingers.
Like F-normal.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, F-normal.
I mean, so was it across like all of your knuckles, Tim?
Yeah. Right. Very, very visible.
I was going to say, because the first one's only the first four fingers, and you've got to start normal.
Yeah. And then you run out of fingers.
Yeah, then you're in trouble there, Tim.
Wow. So how long did you have that for, Tim? Because it sounds like you might have gotten rid of it.
Yeah, I had that for a couple of years before a friend of mine opened a tattoo laser removal shop.
Clever.
And then they actually, over about a year and a half, helped me remove it. It's barely visible now. You can't really see it, you know.
It's such a shame because the whole thing, I guess, with like the older generations is like when you get tattoos of things that you're enjoying at the time, they say it's just a phase. And in this one instance,
it was just a phase,
Tim. But
so, Tim, I'm so fascinated. What is tattoo removal like? Like, so you said it took over a year and a half.
Oh, it doesn't look pretty.
Yeah, like, is it something you would recommend to other people if they've got an embarrassing tattoo?
It hurts more than getting the tattoo itself. It's
wow.
incredibly painful. It only took, like, per session, it took, like, 10 seconds.
Well, because my understanding, it's like... It's destroying the skin pigment, and that's how the ink gets blotchy, and then you have to just keep going and going and going, and it just pigments.
Yeah, look, something like that, but it's incredibly painful. So I don't recommend it, but if you really have to get rid of the tattoo, yes. Yeah,
welcome back to the normal side, Tim.
Yep. All right, vegans, if you're listening, it's just a phase, and don't commit to it too much.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Before the end of this Ashes series test cricket, Jess, I've made a pledge that I'm going to convince you that Ashes cricket is just as exciting as any reality TV show.
So cool and fun and exciting.
Now, last week I brought you something quite interesting, a lot of drama in the cricket world. Can you remember what that was?
The Poms were being sooks.
Yep.
Because
of a dismissal.
Yes. And so VB... Mm-hmm. Rebranded for a very limited run.
Yep.
And called it English Bitter. And sent them a slab, which is just chef's kiss.
So, because that's getting towards the reality TV style show you like, right?
Absolutely.
I've got Will from the newsroom to come in here. G'day, Will.
What's up?
Now, obviously, we get Will in here for very important things and convincing you that Test cricket is fantastic. Will, you deem that to be very important?
I'm a massive Test cricket advocate.
Right.
I live by the red ball.
Okay.
Did you fall asleep at midnight on the couch?
Yeah, I'm a bit worried.
So, unfortunately, Australia did lose last night, the third test. So it's
I thought we were winning.
Yeah.
How did we?
It's currently 2-1, best of five games.
Oh, I don't understand the cricket things. You either win or you lose. Why are we... How?
Well, it's
five
like
games
anything.
In the series.
It's like rock, paper, scissors, best of three, the cricket.
Yeah. Don't like it.
So, but something has happened, and I've got Will to cast his journalistic eyes over
this,
it.
This is rather scandalous.
Yeah.
This is big. You talk about the Kardashians before, Tim. This is sort of treading in that sort of territory.
Now, Will, before you get into it, so, Jess, remember the dismissal that we talked about where England now has... Australia sent them beer saying England's bitter. It was about a player called Alex Carey, who's the wicketkeeper for Australia. That's important. Hold on to that for later. We'll take
this. This is important. Now, there has been reports that Alex Carey walked out of a Leeds barber without paying. Now, important here, it's funny how the timing of these things work. Mm. This come to light during the third test at Headingley from former England skipper Alistair Cook, who claimed Carey neglected to pay $57 for a haircut at
a
local hairdresser that only accepted cash.
Oh, so they don't accept cash, so he just walked out.
Well, so the rumours are that he went there to get a haircut. And because he's already the villain of the series, wouldn't it be such a villainous thing to do to go and get a haircut from the opposition and not pay?
A stunning revelation. And, of course, it came just days after Carey controversially dismissed Johnny Bairstow at Lords.
Now, he didn't. What?
But isn't it interesting that potentially that the media is plotting against this Australian player by saying he didn't pay for a haircut?
Now, you guys might not know this, the answer to this question,
okay.
But I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
So I know that from like my brother and like friends of
other
mine. Other men in my life, that when you get on the cricket pitch, It's as much a mental game as it is a physical game.
That's why
right?
it's called oh, yeah. Test cricket.
Right. Mm. So are they at that level, like Australia versus England? Are they like heckling each
just
other on, oh,
yeah.
on the pitch?
Skin. Yeah, this yeah. bloke doesn't pay for haircuts.
Yeah. And then the best thing that I've seen, Jess, is that the Australian, someone, a spokesperson from the Australian cricket team had to come out and say, well, Alex hasn't had a haircut in months.
Cricket Australia has categorically denied these rumours. Unequivocally
so they're just making
rubbished
it up about him.
The story. So, yeah, the Australian vice-captain, Steve Smith, actually come out on, what's that new Insta thing?
Threads.
Threads.
It's great. We're big
on
it.
Out on Threads.
At the Tim and Jess Show, follow us.
And noted that Alex Carey has not had a haircut since they were in London. He says, get your facts right, The Sun, which is a British
Tim,
tabloid.
Tim, go share that thread.
Sew
it.
Share that thread. Sew yeah. that thread in, yep.
According to Cricket Australia, it was a different squad member had visited the barber and later paid for the haircut by international transfer. They had a receipt proving the transaction. They didn't have cash at the time.
Picks or it didn't happen.
But that's now everyone's asking because Alex Carey always wears his baggy green. They're saying, take off your baggy green. Show us that you didn't get a haircut. Cricket is just as exciting as the Kardashians.
I'm kind of into it. Yeah. I get it now.
Well, I can tell you're excited.
Yeah. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, this weekend hit a very big milestone when it comes to my wedding plans. Mm-hmm. Finally, picked the dress. I said yes to the dress this weekend.
I feel like we skipped the part where you forgot to mention you've also got a date.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The date is also booked. We have the wedding booked. Yeah.
I know. As your wedding planner, I should be really leading the updates.
Yeah.
But no, we went to look at the zoo. Mm-hmm. We didn't like it. It no, wasn't our vibe.
There was
Melbourne Zoo, this is.
Great venue option.
Right.
However, we were concerned
yeah,
with.
That's what we thought.
Yes. We were concerned with the weather because there is no indoor option no. at the Melbourne Zoo.
And, you know, with our love, and I'm speaking on behalf of you and your partner, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
We just wanted a nice space where yeah. we could spend time with family. You know, you just never know the with the weather what's going on. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to have a nice, I guess, flexible space.
Yes.
To be able to celebrate with the people we care the most about.
But who cares about the wedding? Yeah, I want to talk the dress, Tim. Because,
well, you haven't said when the date is.
I won't be.
Really? That's... You've been showing people your dress all day at work, but you won't say the date of your wedding?
It's okay. Next year. Okay. It's soon.
Okay.
So we went dress shopping last week, like the weekend mm-hmm. before that just passed. And I found the first dress that I put on, mm-hmm. obsessed. The first dress that hit my body, I was instantly in tears. And I wasn't sure whether it was just because I was like, oh my God, happening.
Are you allowed to cry on it?
Well, I wasn't like wiping my nose with it.
Okay,
or anything.
Well, I'm just checking. I didn't get to go to my wife's wedding dress fitting. So
of
this
course,
is all...
she didn't. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So my entire family cried when they okay. saw it as well, and so then every dress I've tried on since, and there's been many, mm-hmm. has just not lived up to that first dress.
Yeah.
And so on Saturday, we're leaving yet another dress shop, and I was like, oh, I kind of like this one. And my dad went, just call the first place. See if they can fit us in yeah. because you need to get out of your head.
I really like that your dad's in on this. It's
oh,
so,
he was
so left
giving
of center.
Way more fashion advice than anyone else. He's like, are you sure you want it to dip that low? Maybe you want it like an off the shoulder sleeve. I'm like, Dad, who is this person?
It's Calvin Klein.
Right? So I call up the wedding dress shop and they're like, if you can be here in the yeah. next 20 minutes, we can squeeze you in. I was like, perfect. I know the dress. Put it aside for me. I'll be there.
13A, get it out for me right now.
So it's waiting for me when I arrive. I step into the changing room. And I don't know you, obviously, you wouldn't know this about wedding dress shopping, Tim.
I've never been inside one. I walk past several on my way to work. So they're the ones I've been saying, oh, have you gone here? Have you gone there?
Well, often because it's so much dress, right. you need people to help you get into it.
Sure.
And out of it, mm-hmm. right? So I was in my underwear. In front of a lot of people.
I've heard it's a vulnerable situation.
Absolutely. So I'm staying there in my bra and undies and I get put in this dress and everyone freaks out and they're like, that's the best one. We have to go with yeah. that one. So they're like, all right, we're going to pull out the tape measure and we'll do all your measurements to get you ordering, yeah. right? Because you've got to order it. You can't just buy the one that's
off
there.
The rack.
Yeah, I wish I could. Apparently it would be cheaper, but the one I've picked, we have to wait for.
Sure.
So as I'm standing there in my underwear, I'm surrounded by three mirrors.
Yeah, because you want to be able to see the dress from all the different angles.
Very confronting experience to be surrounded by that yeah. many mirrors when you're almost naked mm-hmm. and in front of two strangers. Mm-hmm. And it's at that moment that I realize, after being at two dress shops in the one day and in front of many people in my underwear, that I put my underwear on backwards.
Did it say Sunday backwards?
say Sunday.
That's how you figured it out. You
but
were like,
the tag was definitely on the outside.
What's Yadasnus? Oh, Sunday.
Okay. And I was like, do I? Like, I, there's two people in here with me. I can't, like, just flip a man in inside out
it's
again.
It's not a birthing sweat.
I just have to, I just, like, tucked in and pretended that's how they were supposed to be.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, were the people that were helping you put the dress on, were they older women or younger women?
They were
women?
Very fancy.
Were they older or younger, though?
They were older.
Okay, because you could have played that off as that's how the young kids are wearing it.
Oh.
Undies inside out.
I don't, they were, like, wearing formal gowns, like, to serve.
Well, that makes sense. They were at a dress shop, Jess.
Yeah, but I didn't realise that like they were that was their uniform like to wear and they were calling Chadstone, Chadstone.
Oh, lovely.
Chadstone.
Okay, right.
Yes, yeah, so you're at the Chadstone store. So that was an interesting, yeah, nice. It was interesting. I'm glad that it's all sorted now. It's not arriving until December, which is a long way away.
I mean, everything that seems to be happening, it has a moment of Jess in it. So like, yeah, you have these beautiful moments and there's, oops, undies are inside out. Or we went to the zoo and, oh, a monkey pooped on me. Like, you know, it's just, Jess, you're going to be sprinkled throughout your day so well.
I hope so.
It's so lovely. Congratulations on getting the dress.
Good morning. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.